Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of Cheat Day Podcast with your hosts, Kristen. And also joining me, we have
Frankie. Hello.
Yeah.
I love that you are, the energy that you have is like you are, because you are on camera, even though people can't really see you. But you're playing it up. You're playing, you're ready. You're ready for the close up, Mr. DeMille.
I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah, be ready. You don't want to get ready. You want to stay ready.
And you're coming from what looks like a comedy club, but is your podcast room. You have a brick wall behind you, which is fabulous. I love it. Do you love it?
I do.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Got to do things that bring you joy, right? And a brick wall, fake brick wall brings you joy.
It brings me joy. I want to put some graffiti on it at some point and some slaps, like some stickers.
That's amazing.
And did I show you the new sticker that's going to be going up soon?
I think you showed me like a drawing of it or something, but that's cute.
Isn't she cute?
She is cute.
But it's an LYS sticker. It's a cactus, and it's a love your show sticker. Which
why don't we throw it up on the Cheat Day Insta so that people can see it?
I'll totally put it up on the Cheat Day Insta so people can see it.
Yes, mamas. Yeah, and people can see it and buy it and know where to get it.
I love it.
I do too.
I love it.
So, it's been another week. How has it been for you?
You know, our topic today is actually going to be self-care, mm-hmm. and I have been focusing a lot on self-care, which, you know, I don't know. I've really only ever worked in restaurants, which they were never big on self-care at restaurants. They were just big on showing up for your shift. Mm. Now working in nonprofits, they're big on self-care, right?
Yes.
Always preaching the self-care. Mm-hmm. The actions behind and then encouraging that self-care and making that self-care possible.
Now that's always preaching it. But however, when you want to do it, then it's, you know, it's a little more complicated.
It is. It's complicated and layered. So I think that, and I think especially as caregivers or like natural caregivers, people who just naturally care about other people and want to help and take care and inspire and encourage and all of that stuff, you almost kind of have to bulldoze your way into it because we are always the last ones in line when it comes to, you know, the list of things that need to be taken care of in a day. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like I at least can really fall short of that sometimes. I'm fortunate and privileged enough to be in a situation right now where I can really focus on self-care. And I have been able to focus on self-care for months. But this week has really just been about kind of coming back to that because with everything happening with the election and just, you know, just the overall climate here in LA, in the United States, globally, like all the things that are going on right now, it's intense. And, you know, if you're aware and you have allowed yourself to be affected by the things that are going down right now, shit is heavy and self-care is more important now than fucking ever. Mm-hmm. You know, even if you're only carving out 5 minutes in your day to not have to answer to anybody. You know, that's five more minutes of self-care you would have had if you had just said, you know what, F it. I'm not going to bother. I'm too busy taking care of everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice words, mamas. It's been a week. I worked and, you know, I talked to you, I don't know where it was, like Wednesday or Thursday or something. And I told you that I wanted to, because I've had an edible, like, maybe a long time ago. And I wanted to sort of see if that could help or it could relax me and I really actually want to try sativa, which is supposed to sort of like promote creativity and, you know, not only relax you, but like really open up your mind. And I wanted to see what that was like. So I went on this weekend. I was gonna try to get it so that I could do the podcast high, because I think it'd just be a really interesting experience with the two of us. But I get this popular app. We're not gonna name any names because if you don't sponsor us, we're not gonna talk about you. So when I get to this checkout, I see that there's no tip. There's like no tip section, and I never have any cash. I don't know. I mean, I know you do because you're always prepared for things. But I never have any cash on me ever. Not even $1 or $2 or $3. So I was like, I can't possibly. And I was like, I'm not going to go out of my house, get in the car, go somewhere to try to get some money. I'm just not going to. So the mission, get edibles, was fail today. Maybe next time. Maybe if I, when I'm coming home from work or going to work, I can get cash somewhere and then have it for that day. But I was like, how can you not have a tip section on your checkout? You know what I mean? Like, I was so frustrated. And I was going to get some good stuff. I was going to get some chocolates and gummies and a drink, like a rosé something or other that was going to pick me up and perk me up. It's going to be all perky on the podcast.
Yeah, they want that cash, honey. They want the cash.
Yes, mamas. Yeah.
You know, I will say, you go to the grocery store, right?
I don't. I went to the grocery store for the first time, like, again, for the first time since the pandemic, like a week and a half ago. But I don't really. Okay. I try to get it delivered when I can, which has been a lot for since the whole thing started. But I mean, there's no reason why I can't stop at 7-Eleven and get some cash or something.
I was gonna say, mm-hmm. Yeah, gas station. So yeah, just anywhere you can pull out like $20.
Yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, the tipping, and you know they're not paying the delivery drivers.
I know. So I was like,
not,
you know,
yeah.
I was like, I can't. I mean, I've never not been not a tipper. Like I always tip everybody.
Yep.
And I tip them well, you know, because mm-hmm. I'm like, even if I'm poor, I still like they're working hard trying to make some money. So I would never be that guy who's like, oh, sorry, I don't have any cash. So can't give you a tip. Like, I'm not that asshole.
Right.
I'm just not.
Right.
So, yeah, that was that. And then I'm, you know, I am concerned about the election. It's next week, so, and I have to be at work on that day all day, so I'm definitely going to be thinking a lot about that, about what's happening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But also, this week is Halloween, and Día de los Muertos is the day after. Do you have, I mean, I know that we can't really go anywhere. But I see that you're wearing a shirt with all the skulls and stuff. And I was like, is Halloween or Día de los Muertos something that you observe? Or and do you have any traditions or things like that?
You know, we're still kind of figuring out, like, as far as, like, the Día de los Muertos, you know, like, tradition and all of that goes. I feel like being a white girl trying to celebrate that tradition is very cultural appropriation. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I do love the ofrenda and I love the tradition of celebrating loved ones that you want to keep their spirits alive, you know, mm-hmm. and telling the stories and the pictures and all the things that they loved. And I love all of that. But again, I feel like it's cultural appropriation. So I kind of keep that. I'm kind of keeping that stuff to myself. Like if I do celebrate, that's like not anything I should be posting on Instagram and, you know, I can keep that shit to myself. Mm-hmm. As far as Halloween goes, no, we're not going anywhere, but yeah. we haven't gone anywhere. Like we've been lucky enough that we've been able to quarantine and kind mm-hmm. of like, you know, subtract ourselves from the masses as much mm-hmm. as possible. And so we have done that. And there's a pumpkin carving contest at work that he signed us up for. So I have four pumpkins, four bodacious, beautiful fat pumpkins. And I'm so excited. We're going to do socially distanced pumpkins wearing masks and different accoutrements.
Oh, that's
cute. Kind of honoring the Rona. Okay. Yeah. So we have that planned. And that's probably it. I mean, even if we were observing Halloween, people, you know, wouldn't come back. Like we're in a gated neighborhood, so people just wouldn't come back here. And yeah, so
you usually you don't pass out candy or anything?
Not now, not where we live now.
Okay.
I have in the past. Like I actually have always really loved Halloween because I love seeing all the little kids in their costumes, and it's adorable, you know. And I usually put on makeup. Like I'll dress up like a mermaid or Minnie Mouse. Those were my two go to.
I remember. Yes.
And the kids would love it, and it was funny because like some of the kids would show up as video game characters, which I had no clue, you know, or anime. And Andy's like, "Oh, you're, and I know that character." I'm like, "I have no idea." Characters are. I don't play the video game.
Yeah,
they don't.
Yeah,
yeah. Video games are a part of Andy's self care.
Got it. Okay, okay. So for the pumpkin carving, did you get do you have, because I know they sell those like little rinky-dink knife things that don't really work because the pumpkins are really thick and those things are like bend in like a second with the wind. So do you have like your own special set of tools? No. Okay.
What does they need?
Steak knives.
Steak knives and really big like scooping spoons that will, like metal spoons that we'll use to scrape the insides out.
Do you eat the seeds or you don't?
We don't, but I think Andy and I have baked them once in the past because I think he wanted to try them, but it's not anything that we're in like a routine of doing.
Yeah, they're not, I don't think they're that great, right? They're like,
I don't think so. I mean, if you're into that kind of thing,
I'm not. No, I do like pumpkin pie though. That I do like. Do you like the pumpkin spice stuff of Starbucks?
No. No. It's like a liquid. It's like a liquidy syrup type syrup. It's not like a mocha chocolate, thick creamy syrup. Yeah. Like I like my shit thick and creamy.
Okay, they do have that like foam thing that they do, like a pumpkin foam something. That's supposed to be really good, but I've never been into the pumpkin spice drinks. Never had one. Maybe if I did have one, I'd be all about it and I'd become a basic bitch, but I'm not. I have never had one. Maybe I should.
There's something to it. You know, Andy tried a PSL like 2
pumpkin
weeks
spice
ago.
Latte.
Pumpkin spice latte. Okay. Yeah, PSL.
Okay.
He liked it.
Okay.
It's like hot cocoa and cookies during Christmas.
Yeah, it's
time.
Just flavor. It's all flavorings, really. It's not really anything. You could probably make it at home for cheaper.
With like, you know, almond milk.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do so many different things.
So do you have any like scary stories that have happened to you?
Yeah, but they're all traumatic.
Oh, no.
No. You know what? I've never, like, had any kind of, like, supernatural experience. Like I've never... And I've never, like, been in the woods and there was, like, an axe murderer loose. Right. Like, right. You know what I mean? Like, I've never been in a cabin in the woods with, like, a couple of my girls.
Right.
You know, like, girls weekend.
About to get murdered. No. I mean, I've had some, like paranormal, I guess you could call it. When I was a kid, like, little, I remember being, like, 4 years old and when I would go to bed, I would look up at like my headboard and there was a man there. Like I remember as a very little kid, I wasn't scared. You know, I didn't feel scared at all. And then I would describe him. I described him to my mom and she said, "Oh, that's your grandfather." I was like, okay. So, I mean, to me, it felt it made sense because this was a man who looked very friendly, and I'd never met him because he passed away before I was born. So it made sense to me. And then I had some others that were not as, were a little more scary. I remember when my dad had a stroke, and so he was no longer living with us. So my mom and I, we kind of lost everything. I know I'm going down a sad road here, but hear me out. So my mom and I kind of lost everything. You know, we didn't have any money. We had to move out of our house, move into a little studio, and we slept with like beds next to each other. And I remember waking up in the middle of the night and seeing like a black figure like around her. To me, I just, you know, I was like, it's probably a shadow, but it was like a human kind of figure. But I didn't think much about it. I just kind of rolled over and went back to bed. But the next day, she did tell me she was having some pretty bad nightmares. And that was like not something that happened a lot. So I was like, oh, maybe that was, and I must have been at that time like 11 or 12. I don't remember. But before that, my parents own a restaurant. And the restaurant was downstairs. We lived upstairs, and there were this like old rickety stairs to go up that made as soon as you stepped on any of the steps, it would make noise. And my room was right off of the landing, and I would hear that thing all night long. And there was like nobody coming upstairs. Nobody. No, but that house was, we lived in some pretty kind of scary places. I feel like there were definitely spirits all over. So yeah, but then as an adult, I haven't really had any experiences, nor do I want any. I don't want any. I'm just, you know, taking it to the universe. Not looking for any experiences. Not of that kind. But yeah, I do love watching like scary movies and those like paranormal shows where they go and try to ghost hunting, which is probably, none of it is probably real. Because ghosts are smarter than that. They're not going to talk to your little machine. They're not. But yeah, Halloween, I don't really celebrate all that much. I don't pass out candy because much like you, I'm in the back. Nobody will find me.
Right.
So the kids will not find me to get candy, so I don't get any. But you know, it's a cute thought.
It is, and we don't have kids, so it's like it's just different, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get a pumpkin?
I did not.
Okay.
I'm not a carver, really. I know they did it at work with the kids, but I don't really get any.
A couple triangles. I'm like a basic bitch with her pumpkin. Okay.
Do you do the stenciling and then you like, okay, that's cute though. I can't wait
with to see the Sharpie.
But you're really talented, so I'm sure they're going to be amazing.
I really want to try to do something special this year. I do, and like I said, they're all going to be like socially distanced from each other, and yeah, maybe like a Cardi B and an Offset pumpkin. I don't
wait for social distance from Andy.
Just from each other. Like the pumpkins are all going to be 6 feet away from each other.
Oh.
Got to give each other 6 feet, you guys.
Because I was like, it makes no sense for you to be socially distanced from Andy. Because you all have your own bubble.
We do.
So that's cute.
Yeah, those goddamn pumpkins, girl. Those gosh darn pumpkins.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it should be cute. It should be cute. Yeah, holidays. I can't believe the holidays are here.
I know. It's almost the end of the year.
Yeah.
And I will, I don't know how I'll feel about it. It's all depending on the election.
Yep.
If it goes the way I'd like it to go, then I'll be thrilled for the end of the year. And if it doesn't, then, you know, I'll move to Canada.
Yeah.
Or Denmark. I don't know.
Dual citizenship, girl.
Who will take me?
There are countries that will take you, girl.
Yeah.
With loving arms, honey. Mm. Amanda Steele's just got dual citizenship. I can't. I think Granada. No, oh, I'd have to look it up. But she has dual citizenship now. Or I think her father is from where she got, citizenship from. Her father or her mother. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I know somebody who has dual citizenship in like Scandinavia. It's a thing. I would like to have dual citizenship. Like, I'd like to travel the world at some point. I don't think that's possible right now, but
no. Not in like a good way. Like, you can't really be out there like that.
Not right now.
No.
Much bigger fish to fry.
I mean, I say that. I say that I'll move to Canada, but I probably won't. You know, because this is not the country I was born in, but this is the country I've been living in for more. I'm living in for more than half my life.
Yep.
And I hate to see what's happening to it. You know, I mean, even though it was never, I was just oblivious to everything that was happening, but it was never great for many people.
Nope.
So, nope. But I would like to be part of the change to make it great for everyone.
That's right.
You know. All right. So let's talk self-care, mamas.
Yes, queen.
Self-care, which is a foreign topic. I mean, growing up, that was not a thing for me in my household. Like, my parents were just workhorses, both of them. You know, that you just work and work and work until you die, or until, like my dad, until you have strokes and you become disabled. But this whole self-care concept is very much like an Anglo thing. I wasn't really familiar with it until I became an adult and started working nonprofit. But before that, I really had no clue of what it was, or if I was doing it or not, or doing it correctly. When did you first become aware of the concept?
I think same as you, like when I started working in nonprofits, because that's where I started to hear about it. And I didn't really understand it until I quit my job.
Right.
And I think that was just because I wasn't diligent enough for many reasons to carve out the time needed to really take care of myself. Like, not like I am now.
Yeah.
But yeah, working in nonprofits, because I grew up with neglectful parents. So it was like, they didn't know how to take care of themselves. So how are they supposed to teach us how to take care of ourselves? Mm-hmm. And self-care.
Yeah.
Is a huge part of that. But I feel like everybody's interpretation of self-care is different. And I feel like everybody's recipe for what works for them is different, because we're all fucking different and multi-layered and intersectional. And there's just a lot, it's complicated. So I don't think there is one specific way to do it or a right way of doing it. I think that if you're carving out time for yourself and you're doing something that relaxes you or brings you joy, or maybe it makes you feel like shit, but you want to feel that way because you're trying to lean into those feelings right now. And that is a part of your self-care. Like, it really depends on the person.
Yeah. Well, the Psych Central definition of self-care.
Okay, there we go.
Is any activity that we do deliberately in order to take care of our mental, emotional, and physical health. So, yeah. I mean, you're right on the money. It's kind of, and that's really up for interpretation and whoever.
Yeah.
Because people don't do the same stuff. They're not into the same things. And so things have different meanings and feelings for people. So, yeah, it's very much like an individual sport.
And people have access to different resources like that too, right? Like, everybody's access to self-care and the different options that come with the category of self-care is different. Mm-hmm. So as a cis white woman,
that took a minute.
I was trying to think if I wanted to put any other word in front of it. I was going to say queer, but I'm passing, kind of. I don't know if I'm passing anymore. Like, I
what does that even mean? I mean, to be honest with you.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like, to be honest with you, like, that is, like, I feel like it's no longer a thing for a lot of people.
Right.
Like, you can't, I mean, the idea of, like, having a certain thing that makes you this is, like, I feel like it's no longer valid, right? Like, there are no characteristics that will lead you to figure out who somebody is, right? I mean, I feel like in many parts of the country, people are still very much abide by those things. It's like, oh, if you happen to wear a pink shirt and you're a cis man, all of a sudden you're gay because of stereotypes. But in many more enlightened places, like I feel like parts of California are, and they also, the Gen Z generation is just like not putting up with any of that bullshit. They're just like, I'm going to wear whatever the fuck I want to wear. And you can't tell me anything. And I love that. I love that. So, So you were saying, like, you know, people have different access to resources.
Yeah.
And that yourself, as a cis white woman, have access to
a lot of resources.
Yeah. What you're chewing on?
A Tums, girl.
Oh, no.
Mama's having a little acid reflux.
Tum.
Oh my god, to get older, girl.
Tell me about it. Talk about self-care as you're getting older. You really do need it. It becomes a necessity.
Yes.
But go ahead, mamas.
No, I was just gonna say, I think we're also taught in our culture that we're supposed to earn self-care.
Mm.
You have to earn it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be deserving of it. And you have to be doing X, Y, and Z in order to be deserving of self-care, to be considered working hard enough.
Right.
And I just think that's bull.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's bull. I think no matter what baseline, everybody deserves to take care of themselves. Yeah. And everybody deserves access to the resources necessary to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that there were 6 types of self-care?
I looked something up today, too, and it's like psychological, physical, emotional, right?
Yeah, so it's emotional self-care, which is activities that help you connect, process, and reflect on a full range of emotions. So examples of that are like seeing a therapist or writing in a journal or creating art or playing music, etc. Then you have practical self-care that tasks that you complete that fulfill core aspects of your life in order to prevent future stressful situations. So that's like creating a budget or taking professional development classes or organizing your closet. Then you have physical self-care, which is activities that you do that improve the well-being of your physical health. So clearly, like taking walks and sleeping 8 hours or staying hydrated. Then you have mental self-care, which is an activity that stimulates your mind or your intellect. Reading, solving a puzzle, playing chess, going to a museum. Then you have a social self-care, which is activities that nurtures and deepens the relationship with people in your life. Brunch, going on a date, making time to call your mom. And then spiritual self-care, which is activities that nurtures your spirit and allows you to think bigger than yourself. And that's like meditation, yoga, going to a place of worship, etc. How many of those do you practice?
I mean, all of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily every day, all day long, but a little bit here, a little bit there. Maybe on Tuesday, I'm more focused on the spiritual piece. And then maybe Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'm doing art. And then Friday I have therapy and, you know, took a walk, right?
Yeah.
Like 8.
Mm-hmm.
It was really basic stuff. Like we forget to feed ourselves. We get so busy sometimes.
Yeah.
You gotta feed your brain. You know, I love like that the spiritual is a part of the self-care reg. Because I think no matter what you believe in, I think it's important to believe in something greater than you.
Yeah.
Like it can't just be all you. Not necessarily a God. It could be the community. A community of people is bigger than you. You know? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think, again, if we lived in a culture that encouraged all of this self-care, there wouldn't be so much toxicity, and then there wouldn't be so many products that we would need, you know? Like, it's just so gross. It's just so gross. Is it the Gen Zers? Or is that the generation that's coming up after us?
No, after, well, you're a millennial.
I'm a millennial.
Yeah.
I'm an old millennial.
So yeah, the Gen Zs are like 13 to 23.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. They're not putting up with any of that bullshit. They're like, fuck all that noise. Mm-hmm. Like, this is stupid. You guys are stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm gonna have to go ahead and agree with them.
Absolutely.
There are a lot of really dumb people in charge of things right now. Yeah. So
yeah.
But yeah, so I love that it's so multi-layered and there are so many elements to taking care of yourself, because we are not these simplified beings we have been told we are. Mm-hmm. We got to fit into a box.
I mean, I have to admit, I'm not always great at self-care. I mean, I haven't taken time off work in I don't know how long. You know, and ain't nobody reminding me to do it. So I have to do it. I have to take the initiative to do it. But I just really today has been a month since I've had any soda at all, which is like a first for me, because I would drink soda like it was water. Mm-hmm. And then I wouldn't drink any water. And that was just not great. So I bought this big, I think it's like 128 ounce container, and I carry it around filled with water. And then it's got on the side, it's got one side has like the ounces, and then the other side has like messages like saying like, keep going and you're doing so good. I'm like, oh my God. And it's really pretty. It's like ombre pink into like a bluish or purplish. So yeah, that's how I've had to do to stay hydrated, because I wasn't doing it. I wasn't drinking enough water at all. And then the budget thing, I worked on that, and I have been taking some classes, and yeah, I'm slowly but surely working on it. I think the emotional self-care is something that I am probably doing the most of. You know, I listen to music a lot, and I try to be creative and write and have a therapist and do that. But sometimes I don't feel any different. So I don't know if I'm doing it wrong or maybe it will kick in later. You know?
Yeah. You're not doing it wrong.
No.
No. Okay. No. And just like with everything, not everything is instantaneous, right? Mm-hmm. Like, especially with self-care, like a lot of the self-care you're doing, it's a long con. This is going to pay off in, you know, 6 months from now or in a year from now. You know, you can't even really put a time frame on it, because where does it say that things click here or things click there? You're going to understand it on this level at this date. It's just not. We are all winging it. I don't care who the fuck you are. You are winging it. Mm-hmm. You are trying to figure this life out just like the rest of us, mm-hmm. you know, and we're all constantly being told all the right ways of doing things are.
Yeah.
And that's not true. That's not true. That's not true. 'Cause it's all up for interpretation. So if what you're doing is working for you, and I also think having faith that the things that you're doing now will benefit you, right? It's like changing negative self-talk. Like for, it takes a long time to get internal messaging to the point where it's like, you're a stupid fat bitch and I hate you. Like when your head is telling you those things, that's not, it's not like one day someone said that to you one time and it's just stuck with you your entire life. It's like people have made you feel that way for a long time. And it takes a long time to change all of that messaging. But eventually your automatic thought is you're beautiful. You're amazing. You're funny. You're going to get through this. You're strong. Like those are the automatic thoughts you're having. But it takes a long time to get there. It just takes a long time to get there. But it took me the amount of time that it did. It's going to take you the amount of time it's going to take you. You know, so I encourage trying not to be judgmental in your self-care.
Yeah.
Just because you are doing it right. You're taking care of yourself. And you're the most important person in your life.
Yeah, I remember when we took the class. You remember the class that we both took? Not at the same time, but we took it differently. And every time that I would leave, I would feel so uplifted. Like, I would feel like something was just lifted off of me. I feel so light, you know, like refreshed. And it's such a nice feeling to, like, let all that shit go. You know, I just want to keep it going. I want to feel like that all the time. So yeah, I'll keep going. I'll keep doing it and trying it and trying new things. Definitely meditation is something that I do like doing. I have to be in the mood for it, I'm not going to lie, because sometimes because I like the ones that you listen to while you're sleeping, but sometimes the little headphones are just too uncomfortable for me to sleep with on.
Yeah.
So, but sometimes I do, and I feel good when I'm doing it consistently.
Can I show you something?
Yeah.
So last night on Crass with Kristen, we continued the self-care bears. Did I tell you last week we made self-care bears?
Yes.
Okay, so we did a continuation, girl. We went ahead and glued that bear to a rainbow girl. So this bear is the friendship bear. Where is her little banner? Because her banner is off the chain. I see gardening bear. There it is.
Oh, that is so cute.
And it's so nostalgic. It's pipe cleaners, pom-poms, hot glue, googly eyes.
Go to the cheat day Insta to see all of this.
I will. I'll post a picture of the self-care bear, okay?
Yeah,
because, like, call your girl bear.
Wait, actually, you know what? Let's do this. Hold it up again. Let me take a photo of it, and I'll put it up.
Let's see if this will work if I do it like this. Hold on.
Because I think people need to see this. Because it's so damn cute. Okay.
Got it?
Yeah. I will post it.
Okay.
And what's the other? Oh, you're going to put the sticker on there as well.
Yeah, I'll put together a couple of things and I'll see if I can link the
Etsy shop. I don't know
what you call it. Yes, thank you. The old millennial. I don't know the names of anything.
Old millennial.
And anything over 2 clicks, it can't be done. No, it cannot be done.
No, no. What's that OnlyFriends? What's this $9.99 exactly. for your OnlyFriends?
Get off your OnlyFriends.
And that, my friends, is a callback. Yes, so again, the comedy terms. You. Comedy terms. What's going on the comedy front? Anything? You got any shows coming up?
I don't, and okay. I don't even know how to get booked, to be quite honest with you. Yeah. Oh, that's not true, actually. I do have an open mic I'm doing on Monday.
Okay, Kristen, stop lying to us.
But it's not. It's not. It's they don't air it, so it's not like for public viewing. It's just an open mic, but I will keep you guys posted when I do have another show.
Yeah.
because virtual shows are happening. They're also doing like drive-in shows, they're doing parking lot shows, alley shows, girl.
That'd be fun. I love to go to a drive-in my own show. BYOM.
Yeah.
No, that's cool though. I like that. You know, creatives always find a way. You know? I mean, you know. Because you are one.
So are you, girl.
Thank you, Mamas.
You're welcome, Mamas.
How are you gonna spend election day? Like, are you gonna like hold the keys to a bunker? Like, what are we? Like, what are we doing? What are you gonna be doing?
I don't know if I should pack or not. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, do I get all my important paperwork and medication together? And a change of clothes and a week's worth of underwear? Like, what are we doing here?
I mean, like, I want to be really optimistic.
Yeah.
So I probably
I don't think he's gonna win.
I will say I agree.
Yeah. I don't think he's gonna win. I think people hate him.
Let's
I think
manifest hate him this passion. For sure.
I think there's a small large group, but small group of people who are just dead set on their racism and their white supremacy, and they don't wanna let that shit go.
Yep.
But the rest of us are trying to evolve here.
Correct.
Like, so done with all of that. And hopefully Biden takes it by a landslide.
Hopefully we don't have any interference.
I think Andy was saying more people have voted at this point than they did in 2016. Like by election day, more people have voted now, and we're 9 days out from the election. So I don't know. I don't know if I really want to know until after the fact, because I feel like the spectacle of the whole thing gets my blood pressure going. And I don't need that shit. Like, I'm not trying to have a heart attack.
Yeah. So will you go to bed before the results?
I don't know. I mean, I might pass out before I don't know. Like,
are you going to follow it? Like, I don't know. I used to do that, like kind of track what's happening, but I don't know if I can do that this time around. Right?
Like, Go ahead.
I was going to say, like, I just want you to hit me with, because, you know, I remember 4 years ago when it happened and, you know, I saw everything go downhill and I was like, I'm just going to go to sleep. And then I woke up at like 3 a.m. and I looked and then I couldn't go back to sleep. So I don't know if I want a repeat of that. So I'm going to just kind of go to sleep. Maybe that's when I'll get some edibles. Right? If there's a time for needing some balance and to calm down, that's the day. Yeah, so I think I might do that, actually. I'm definitely to practice some self-care.
Yes.
Before and after.
Yes.
Self-care is important, people, so practice it.
Yeah. Even when you don't think you have, right? Even when you don't even think you have to, because people often will be like, I don't have time. I do not have time.
Yeah.
And that is probably 100%, not probably, that's 100% true for a lot of folks, right? Because everybody's access to resources are different and time.
Correct. Some people have 3 jobs.
That part. But I think, again, like even just taking 5 minutes to yourself to not have to answer to anybody, you know, to just to be with yourself or to Google something you've been meaning to Google or draw or read or do whatever you do that brings you joy, you know, even if it's only for 5 minutes, because I think people think that too. It's like, if I can only do it for 5 minutes or if I can only do it for a moment, then why do it at all?
Yeah.
But it's like, well, but if you do 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, you now have added an hour of self-care to your routine in 1 week when you had no self-care in your routine at all. So prioritize. You deserve it.
Yes.
You deserve it.
You do. We all do.
We all do. So today's community feature is Layla Saad. If you don't know who she is an author, a speaker, and a teacher on topics of race, identity, leadership, personal transformation, and social change. Layla is now a New York Times bestselling author of a groundbreaking book, which I have gone through a couple of times and am so proud of the work I have done in this book, but it's called Me and White Supremacy. It was actually published in 2020, this year. She's also the host of the Good Ancestor podcast and the founder of the Good Ancestor Academy. So Layla's doing just amazing things for the world. I have gone through this workbook. I have talked about this workbook before. Just being a white woman, it has completely changed the way that I see things. And there are so many amazing people out there who put their lives on the line to educate us. And so this is one of those folks. And so if you don't know the book, the workbook, the Me and White Supremacy workbook, I highly recommend that you Google it, go look it up. It's on Audible. So if you're not an avid reader and reading is not really something that you want to do, and that might be a barrier for you, it's on Audible. And so you can listen to the book as many times as you need. And I find I've gone through it 4 times on Audible. And every time I go through it, I hear something that's new and mind-blowing. And this is like need-to-know information. White folks need to know how to dismantle white supremacy. And this is such a great way of learning how to start identifying it in yourself and also start breaking it down in you. And so, yes, Layla Saad, look her up, listen to her podcast. She's amazing. And that is our community feature for the week.
All right, Mama.
How are you doing, Frankie?
I am, you know, I'm good. I am good. I had a good day. I'm good. I'm talking to you. We're doing this. I love this podcast. I love talking to this microphone.
Yes.
I do.
You look good doing it, honey.
Thank you, Mama. I appreciate it. One day we're going to go on video form. We're going to be on all up on YouTube and stuff. Right? Hopefully one day where we can both be in the same room.
Yeah.
And have it decorated real cute. Maybe throw a brick wall in the back or something. I don't know. I don't know.
I love it.
All right, Baba. So I think this is, you know, this is gonna be an interesting. I guess the next podcast is gonna be coming out after the election. So
okay,
that one's gonna be a big one, so you all don't want to miss it. Make sure you listen to that. If you know, hopefully we'll be celebrating, but you know, if something else happens and you know, we need to support each other.
Yep.
So yeah, come back to Cheat Day for all your needs,
for all your listening podcasting needs.
Correct.
Y'all,
and Mamas, where can people find you on the socials?
So you can obviously find us on Cheat Day Podcast. You can also find me at I Love Your Show Mamas. That's my Instagram handle. Kristen Brock Jones, that's my Facebook. And let's see. Love Your Show is my YouTube. Oh, and I'm on TikTok now. Love Your Show. I'm on the TikTok with the kids, TikTok. Y'all. I'm on the TikTok with the kids, y'all.
And you are doing it well. I saw you do a little dance like they do with the little, like, you know, little, I don't know, gyrations. I don't know what the kids are doing. Grinding. I don't know.
Grinding. They're doing a lot of different moves.
Girl. A lot. But you were keeping right up with them. You're doing it. And it's cute. So everybody follow Kristen on the TikTok.
Yes, Frankie. I love you so much. This is always so much fun.
I love you, Mamas, and we love you. Everybody that's listening right now, we love you, and we appreciate you listening to us. And until next week, please make sure that you take care of yourself and have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Love you guys.